With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You had to wear your tuxedo to the recording.
I did. I'll be wearing it all day.
Oh, my God. It's awfully flashy. Sequins?
Certainly not on my tuxedo, no.
This is suave.
Today, Friday, September 14th, is Curtain Up. Curtain Up tonight, yes.
If you don't have a ticket, you still should take advantage of the festivities going on downtown.
Absolutely. The street party starts at 10, and it's always sensational. See the new LED lights on the chaise marquee. See the new brass doors. See the facelift of 710 Main, formerly Studio Arena. Tons of people out. Apparently there's a street light that's out on Main Street, and Chaise says, don't worry about it. Their marquee is so bright it could land a plane.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a runway, isn't
it? It is. It's marvelous.
There's a couple of places that you might be able to get in if you really try.
Well, if I were determined to see a show and I didn't have tickets already, I would try. I'd call Chaise and ask if there are tickets to Seth for Detsky's Big Fat Broadway, because 710 Main has a lot of seats. But also, Ujima Theater Company has just announced that they will be playing their wonderful production of For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, opening tonight. So you should call Ujima at Theater Loft and see if they have any tickets available. They did the other day.
Just recently, within the last couple of years, didn't they do that play?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, they did it last year. They brought it back this year. It's a very good production of a very appealing play.
The weather looks like it's going to hold out and provide wonderful atmosphere and walking weather.
You had to say it, didn't you? But yes, the weather forecast is for clear skies and a warm evening. It should be lovely.
The actors from Mommy Queerest not only have added another week.
This week and final week.
But they have tonight off.
They do. They're attending the Curtain Up dinner. They'll be out at the street party. We may be able to expect Bibi Bulgari in full regalia. It should be lots of fun for them. But all of the actors after their shows do come downtown. So the actors from Mystery of Edwin Drood at the Kavanoki will be coming down after their show. The Next to Normal cast coming across the street, or there's always a bit of a party at the bar at the Andrews Theater, at the Chris O'Neill Lounge at the Andrews Theater.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing Seth Rudetsky, who is an extravaganza, is a word that I use to describe
him. His Big Fat Broadway, yes, he'll be at 710 Main, formerly Studio Arena, tonight doing his Big Fat Broadway show.
What do you think that is going to be? I mean, I've heard him on XM radio, but what is he going to do, the same thing?
He talks about Broadway. He's done it other places, but he adds material all the time. One of his famous bits is to compare Patti LuPone's performance as Evita with Madonna's. He makes it very entertaining. You can find him on YouTube and see him critiquing recordings and performances. He's just such an engaging personality.
He's almost bipolar. He just bounces him from wall to wall.
Anyone who's never heard his program owes it to themselves to have a listen. He can connect the listener to Broadway with such enthusiasm and energy.
Enthusiasm, and there's an eclecticism to him, and he seems to know the answer to any Broadway-based comment.
Well, I think I could give him a run for his money, but...
that's what we'll do.
That's what we'll do.
The next pledge drive will have confrontation between you and Seth.
Oh, no, that's not what I want. I would rather have a cup of coffee, a glass of beer with Seth Rudetsky, but he's at 710 Main tonight, and that'll be a lot of fun. Also out tonight from the Mississippi Delta, that's Road Less Traveled Productions. Fox on the Fairway, that's up at Kaleidoscope.
There's also Crowns. Remember about 10 years ago, the play was put on about church ladies.
About church ladies and their relationship to their hats, yes. That was done at Studio Arena, but this time it's at the Paul Robeson Theater. I can hope that those ladies will be coming down. And Roadkill at the Alleyway Theater.
Bring your autograph book.
Well, you can get Seth Rudetsky. But Buffalo actors are not quite like that. I think that it's all very hometown, very friendly. I'm hoping what people will see tonight is the vitality of our theater community and what an engine for stability in the downtown area and across the art scene the theaters of Buffalo are. Some of these theaters have been in operation 20, 30, and 40 years, entertaining audiences in Western New York.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.